Okay, we're on Yud Beis Amud Beis, the bottom. Ush bezichne de Rova bar Rav Chanan, havile asuraisa de Chardula. The host, landlord of Rova bar Rav Chanan, had bundles of mustard. Omerle mau lefruche umechel minai biyontith. Can I crumble them and eat from them on yontith? Lo havi biyodi. She couldn't answer him. Oslo kame the Rava. Omale molulin malilos umefarchinu kitnios biyantith. The molulin malilos means what I can gather. I don't know exactly how it looks. If somebody knows, maybe they can help. The grains, barley, wheat, grow in sheaves. And they're inside the sheaf, a lot of grain. And when you take them out, so barley at least has two skins on it, an inner skin and an outer skin. And the molulin malilos means you can take off these skins on yontif and eat the kernel. Okay.
And you just rub it in between your hands.
Right. You know, you rub the it says ears of whatever, the sheaves. But again, it's to take off these. One is to take them out of the sheath, and then to take off the coverings that cover the individual grains. So, Eishtei Abaya, Hamolu Malilos Me'erev Shabbos, L'mocher Menapeach Miyad Liyad V'Ochel, Avalo B'Konim V'Lo B'Tamchoi. If you already take the grain out of the sheaves on Erev Shabbos, okay, we're talking now Shabbos, again, you rub them to get them out of the sheaf. So then, on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to blow off the chaff, because now you're left with the chaff that covers the grain. So you're allowed to blow off the chaff and eat, but not, what's it called, with a utensil that's used for separating. Not a konun and a tamchui. Hamolim malilos merev yontif, but if you're ready, extracted the grains from the sheaves on Erev Yontif, l'mochro min apeach al yad va'ochel, afilu v'konim v'afilu v'tamchui. The next day you're allowed to remove the chaff little by little. Now, you don't have to do it with a shinui, with your hands, but you can do it even with a konim and a tamchui, but you can only do it al yad, there's a difference between miyad liyad and al yad liyad. Miyad liyad means you do have to do with a shinui. You have to do it with your hands and not with a kli. That's on Shabbos. On Yontif, you can do it even with a kli, but you can only do a little bit at a time. You can't do a lot at a time. You can do it with these kalim that are not made specifically for separating the chaff, and not with a kli, a tavla, or a nap, or a kvara, which are made specifically for separating a lot of chaff at one time. Can't use a kli that's made for doing a lot at one time, because it looks like you're doing it for the next day, not just the Tzarech Yontif. But if you do a little bit, even with a kli that's made to do it slowly, little by little, that's okay. Rashi, Asuraisa, Chavilo Shulchardli, had bundles of mustard, Bisharbitin, they were in the sheaves. The Hazera Besolchan, inside the sheaves are the mustard seed. Okay, I wish I knew what it looked like, but okay. I just know what mustard looks like in a jar. Okay, Mahu Lifruche, Hasharbitin, can you crumble the sheaves, Ulahotzi Hazera Biyantif, and take out the Zera and Yantif, which is like Disha, it's like threshing. Mishari biyantiv, kishchita bishul, just like shchita and bishul are mutter on yantiv, so too, taking out the seeds is mutter on yantiv too. It's tikkun ochel. O dilma, even the efshar me'erev yantiv lo. Since you could have done it erev yantiv, no reason why you couldn't have done this erev yantiv. Cooking is better when you cook it the day that it's served. And the same thing with shchita. It's fresh. But here it doesn't make a difference one way or the other if you take out the seeds erev yantiv or on yantiv. So the choron, you have to do it erev yantiv. And the told us dishahi, and something you don't have to do on yontif. It's a malacha. Maybe you're not allowed to do it. Zemora says no. Molulin malilos, didosh kalachar yadu, because it's disha, but it's done with a shinui. Even on Shabbos, if you do it with a shinui, it's not min haTorah. Element of Rabbanim. Uvi Yontif lo gozer. On Yontif they weren't gozer. So on Shabbos you can't do it. But on Yontif you could. Melilo shel chitin, shemolul biyodim kishem rachim. You rub them in your hand when they're soft, and either the outer covering goes away or those inner coverings go away by rubbing them between your fingers. Gabi Shabbos garsinan miyad liyad, the gabi Yontif garsinan al yad. Why? Miyad liyad shloka derechom. Miyad liyad means you do it between your fingers, not the way you normally do it during the week. So it's you're doing it with a shinui. Konon is klihu, rosho echad rochav, asheni oisu kein marzev, kotzer. It's a kli that's wide on one end and narrow on the other end. The nosin a kitnius besoch harochav naneya. You put the kitnius in the wide end and you shake it. And the fact that it has to go now through this narrow end, so the psola stays behind and the grains come out. It's a kli made for separating chaff from the grain. Tamchoi is ka'or gedola. Tamchoi is a big dish which you shake, and it also separates the chaff from the grain. Al yad ma'at ma'at. On Yontif, you don't have to make a shinui, but you have to do a little bit at a time. Avalobatavlo, the merzi commander of it, letzorich mocher, because if you do a lot at a time, it looks like you're doing it for the next day. She'ain derech lasos became alo elaharbe. The normal way of using these kalim, the tavla, and the tam, the tavla and the napa, and the kvora, are to do a lot at a time for a lot of days' supply. That you can't do. So the Mora says, may Erev Yontif in be Yontif low, right? So you see from this price that you can only do it on Erev Yontif. Not like Rava said that you could do it on Yontif, right? So, right? That Rava said, Molim Melilos of Mefarchina Kitnius be Yontif. Here it says, Molim Melilos only Erev Yontif. Rashi, Merev Yontif in, Hamolul Merev Yontif Ktoni, Veloktoni Hamolul Yontif. So the Chorif in this price is Mashma, you can't do it on Yontif. Mara says, Afilu Tema B'Yontif. No, you could do it even on Yontif. V'aydi, the Tani Reisha, Be'erev Shabbos, Tani Sefer, Nomi Me'erev Yontif. Really, you could even do this on Yontif. The only reason it said Erev Yontif is to make it parallel to the beginning of the Brisa, so we're talking about Erev Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't do it. But Yontif, you could do it. But it's, the main thing I want to tell you is what you can do after you get it out of the sheaves in taking off the outer covering. So that's different Shabbos and Yontif too. But how do you get it out of the sheaf to begin with? That wasn't the Iker Inyan of the Mishnah, of the Brisa. And therefore, the Brisa tells you if you got it out Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, now this is what you do on Shabbos or Yontif with what's left. But really, you could have gotten it out on Yontif also. Could have taken it out of the sheaves on Yontif also. Zemora says, in Cain, Motzinu Truma Shazakai Bahara Masa. If that's the case, then Lechora, it'll come out that there'll be a situation where the Chiyuv of Truma will be created on Yontif. Right? Normally, why aren't you allowed to take off Truma on Yontif? Right? Lechora, you're allowed to masakin, you're allowed to cook things. Why can't you be masakin it through taking off Trumas and Maestras? The answer is because you could have done it Erev Yontif. Right? And normally, you don't do things that create the Chiyuv of Truma on Yontif. What's the Chiyuv of Truma? Kri. You thresh the things and you put them into a barrel or whatever, or make a big heap of them. That's all done. Those are malachas that are not done on Yontif. So all of that had been done Erev Yontif. Therefore, you could have taken off the Trumas before Yontif. Anything you could do before Yontif, you're not allowed to do on Yontif. So there's a gzeira, except according to Beis Hillel, according to one man the Omer, that you're allowed to kick off Truma on Yontif too. Right? But what's it called? But the most of the dais and the way we have our Mishnah is that Truma you can't take off. And the difference between Truma and Challah is Challah, you make the dough on Yontif. So that's when the Chiyuv of Challah comes, when you make the dough. So you couldn't have done it Erev Yontif if you never do Erev Yontif. Same thing with matonis. You can shecht on Yontif. You're not chayv to take off the matonis till the animal shechted. So all of those things are chal on Yontif. Memeli, you can do them on Yontif. Just like you can cook on Yontif, you can be mesaken the thing to be able to eat it by taking off matnas kahuna or by taking off challah. But truma, the chiyuv of truma always comes erev Yontif. So why take it off on Yontif? You should have taken it off erev Yontif. Okay, but now the Gemara says, if this is the case, that you're allowed to be molel melilos on Yontif itself, in other words, take the grain out of the sheaves, then the chiyuv of truma will come then. And then why shouldn't you be able to take truma just as much as challah? The only difference between challah and truma is whether the chiyuv came erev Yontif or on Yontif. Here it's possible for the chiyuv of truma to come on Yontif. V'snan, lo'im amartim b'truma she'no zakai b'ramosa. It says in the Mishnah that you can't take off truma, the reason being that the chiyuv of truma doesn't come on Yontif. It always comes before Yontif. Here we have a case where the chiyuv of truma will be on Yontif. Rashi, im kein de molim alilus b'yontif, if you can rub the grain and take it out of the sheaves on Yontif, matzinu truma she'zakai b'ramosa. Then you should be allowed to take off truma on Yontif too, because the chiyuv comes when you take the seeds out. Why? Destam shibalim lo mafrishin truma at shiasu dogan. Because you don't take off truma until it becomes dogan, until it becomes the grains are separated from the sheaves. Okay, that's called idgan, that's called dogan. Dogan means grain. So when it's still in the sheaves, not grain. So when it becomes grain, that's when it's dogan, that's when you take off truma. A person who takes the grains out of the sheaves on Yontif can't eat it until he takes off truma. So it's mamish like cooking. So why shouldn't you be allowed to take off truma on Yontif if the chiyuv of truma came on Yontif? If you're not allowed to be molil melilos, you had to take the grains out before Yontif, then the chiyuv of truma came erev Yontif. But if you're allowed to be molil melilos, then the chiyuv of truma comes on Yontif itself. Where it says lokasha. Ha Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That which it says in the Mishnah that there's no way you could take off truma on Yontif because the chiyuv of truma always comes erev Yontif, right? That goes according to Rabbi. Right. That goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns just the opposite, but again, we were learning Rashi. So Rashi learns that what's it called, that goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, which we'll see in 1 second, the Brisa. And Enochinami, according to Rabbi, it is possible to be Mafrish Truma, to have a Chiyuv of Truma start on Yontif, and mainly be a Mafrish Truma on Yontif. But our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, to Tanya, what's the Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Hichnis Shibolim Lasos Mem Isa. You brought into the house sheaves of grain, and your intention was to make dough out of it. Okay, so it's missing. It's when is the chiyuv of trumas and maestris? When gemar malacha. Two things have to happen. It has to be finished. The process is finished of what's it called of preparing it for use, and that usually is when you make a kri. You have the grains and you make a pile of grain with them, a heap of grain. That's gemar malachto, and it had to be brought into the house. Two things. Up until that point, there's no chiyuv to take off trumas and maisras, and therefore you're allowed to eat from it aroi, or give it to your animal to eat, which is considered achilas aroi. Once the chiyuv, trumas and maisras, is chal, then, and you brought it into the house, then you can't eat even aroi, you can't give it to your animal until you take off trumas and maisras. So if you brought sheaves of grain into the house, and in order to make dough, so it's not Gemar Malacha. The Gemar Malacha is not, well, it's still inside the sheaves. So Ochel Mein Aroi Upotter. Then you're allowed to eat from them what's it called Aroi, and you're potter from taking off Trumas and Maestris, because until the Chiyu, Trumas and Maestris, starts, you're allowed to eat from it as long as you don't eat Achilas Keva. Lemolam B'Melilos, but if you brought them in the house, not to make dough, but you wanted to eat the grains live, what's it called, the raw. Okay, you wanted to eat the grains. Then Rebbe Mechayev, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Poter. Then Rebbe says, that's considered already Gemar Malacha. If you brought the sheaves into the house, then what's it called, some people eat the grains right from the sheaves. So that's called the Gemar Malacha, and therefore what's it called, you have to take off Shumas and Maisus, you can't eat Aroy anymore. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, you could. That's not called Gmar Malacha. Rashi, Har Rebbe, Har Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, La'olam Molim Malilos Divrei HaKol. Everybody holds that you're allowed to rub the grains and take them out of the sheaves, even on Yontif. With the Kashulachim came Watsinu Truma Shazake Baramasa, and the question we have, if that's the case, then we find the Chiyuv of Truma coming on Yontif, and then you should be allowed to take Truma off on Yontif, because you couldn't have done it the day before, because Erev Yontif, it wasn't ready for Truma Sumaisis. In Vani Matsinu Aliva de Rebbe, the Omer Yesh Truma B'melilos. And Echanami, according to Rebbe, who says that the Chiyuv of Truma comes when you, when you take it out of the sheaves, right? Umasnis Nektani Lo Matsinu Rabbi Yosef Rehudei. And that Mishnah, our Mishnah says that we don't find that the Chiyuv of Truma should come on Yontif, that should be able to take off Truma, goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Omer ain't Truma Malilos. He holds that that's not called Gemar Malacha while it's still in the sheaves. Right? Where's the case? Ochel min Aroy, kozman shelo doshon, umirchon, bikri, lo nigmar malachton l'truma. As long as you haven't threshed them, taken the grains out of the sheaf, and made a pile of them, that's not called Gmar Malach. L'molam b'melilos. So everybody agrees that if your intention is eventually to make dough, the Gmar Malach is only when you take the grains out of the sheaves. But if your intention is to eat them, the grains, one by one, right, to eat the grains, not to make dough, then l'molam b'melilos, echnisum l'ochle ma'at ma'at al yedei melilos. You intend to eat them by taking them out of the sheaves little by little. Then Rebbe Mechai b'truma. Rebbe says immediately when you bring it into the house, in the sheaves, you're chayav v'rei b'truma. Shelo yochel mehen aroy ad shiyafrish. You're not allowed to eat even achilas aroy till you mafrish truma samaisis. Why? L'fishech hachnasosim b'shibolim hi gemar malachtan. Because bringing it into the house, even while it's still in the sheaves, is the gemar malacha. Because that's how you eat it. You eat it from the sheaf. So it's ready now for eating. She'ein sofen lovad the gorin acher. You're not going to ever take out all the grains and make a pile of them. You're going to eat them little by little from the sheaves. So that's the Gemar Malach. The Zen, the Goranon, that is the Goran. Rabbi Yosef, so conceivably, when you bring the sheaves, if you're allowed to do that, then on Yontif, then when you bring the sheaves into the house, you're not allowed now, according to Rebbe, to eat from it until you take off Trumas and Maisras. So if you brought them into the house on Yontif, you couldn't have done it Erev Yontif. Now you can only do it now. So now you have to take off from some Isis. But Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Poter, the Gon Choksi, the Hainu Meiruach. Because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds no, that as long as the grains are still in the sheaf, that's not never Gemar Malacha, even if that's the way you plan to eat it. Because the Torah says, what's it called, Degoncha. Degoncha means it's already in the shape of a seed. It's already in the matzah where it's seed. After meruach, after you winnow it, there ain't digun of a kibbutz b'kri. Digun always means that you made a pile of it, of grain separated from everything else. Okay, now the Gemara says, so Gemara says fine, so our Mishnah says that it's not shayach, that the chiyuv of truma should come on Yontif, goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Right, that you're always going to have to make a kriya, that you can't do on Yontif, that you have to do Erev Yontif. But according to Rebbe, that it's possible that bringing the sheaves into the house should be mechai of you, that you could do on Yontif. So if you did that on Yontif, now you couldn't have done that Erev Yontif, maybe you didn't have an Erev Yontif. But you can do now something to mechai of you in Truma on Yontif, you should be allowed to take Truma on Yontif. Gemara says, Ul Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Nomi Mashkachesla. Even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's a way that you should be chayiv in Truma on Yontif. What happened? You brought them into the house, you brought the shibolim in the sheaves to make dough. And on Yontif, you changed your mind, decided you're going to eat the seeds, the grains themselves. Right? The tivla biyomit. It becomes now tevel with your change of your mind. Rashi. Parchinin l'rava, the Amr molin l'Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda nami, isharis l'molin b'yontif, mashkachas l'al korcha shazakei baramosim b'melilos. How? Shechnisim l'asos isa. L'chora, if you're going to tell me that even everybody holds you're allowed to rub the grains and take and separate them from the sheaves on Yontif. Okay, the only question is, does that mechayiv you in Truma or not? So he said, only Rebbe holds mechayiv in Truma, not Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So the Mishnah that says you can't take off Truma is Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Mordechai says, no, it's not true. Because there's a way, if you're allowed to rub the grains out of the sheaves, that even Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda will hold you chayiv in Truma. How? Where you brought the grain originally in the sheaves, and your intention was to make dough. B'disho meruach. You intended l'chatchila in the house to winnow it and to make a kree. V'nimlech aleihem, and you change your mind on yontif, l'molon, l'atznion, kulon, l'malios. You're not going to, you decided not to make the kree anymore. You brought it into the house, you decided now you're not going to winnow it, you're not going to separate it from the sheaves, except slowly, one by one, and eat it as you separate it. You're not going to make dough anymore. As soon as you change your mind, now it becomes chayiv, since you l'chatchila had in mind to make isa. And you brought into the house, right, and now you change your mind, immediately becomes chayiv in truma. So just the changing your mind to now eat it grain by grain makes a tevel. Tekivan dechnis l'shem goren, gomer, since you brought him into the house in order to make a goren, Yor dolahen toras trumas umaisris, immediately the din of trumas umaisris was chal on it as soon as you'll make the goren. And now that you change your mind, you're not going to make the goren, so the trumas umaisris is chal immediately. K'shenimlech l'molulon nasi sachnososu goren. That becomes the goren, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'amolum b'yontif al-korcho kodim trumos. Right? And if you want to eat them now on yontif, you have to take off truma first. Can't even eat it achilas haroi. So it becomes like bishul. That you're allowed to cook on Yontif, you're allowed to masakin things on Yontif too, to be able to eat them. Zemura says, so now we're stuck. Nobody holds, everybody holds that there is a way, if you're allowed to be molum malilos, that should cause the chiyuv of truma. So why does it say in the Mishnah that you can't take off truma? There is a way that you could, that you would have to. Elamai truma, rov truma. Means most truma is not chayiv on Yontif, only Erev. But there is a way that some Truma will be. And the Mishnah is talking about most. Usually, Truma, you're not Zakai Beharamasa, whereas Chalas, usually you are, what's it called, do something, you bake it on Yontif, where the Chiyuv of Chala comes on Yontif. Rashi, Elamai Truma, Rov Truma, Garsinan. Lo Garsinan, Elamai, Islach Lameimer. Don't say that the Mishnah has to be dafka according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, not Rebbe, right? The Bein L'Rebbe, Bein L'Rabbi Yosef, Mesukma, you could say it's either one. Because even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there is a way that it's going to become Chayiv and Truma on Yontif. So what are you going to have to answer? Most of the time it's not like that. So you can say the same thing in Rebbe. The Mishnah could be Rebbe, and most of the time it's not, what's it called, it's not Chayiv and Truma on something you do on Yontif. To bein the Rebbe, bein Rabbi Yosef Mesukma, umay truma desnamas nisan eno zakai baramasa, barov trumos kamer. She yeshna yedetisha. Most time the chiyuv of truma comes by threshing and winnowing. The hain me'er of yontif. Those are things that you can't do on yontif. Those you have to do erev yontif. So most of the time, most normal chiyuv of truma comes from after it's threshed and winnowed. That's done erev yontif. Okay, Omer Abai, Machlokas b'shibolim. This Machlokas is only by wheat and barley, right, which grow in sheaves. Aval b'kitnias divrei akol asuraisa tivla. But kitnias, right, the other kinds of legumes, right, everybody holds that bundling them up already is a gemar melacha. Because kitnias, by grain, wheat and barley, most of the time you don't eat wheat and barley. You make what's it called, flour and dough out of it. So it's not the Gemara Melacha. But kitnias, most kitnias people eat. They eat, what's it called, pitzuchin. That's kitnias. So most of the time you don't make them into flour or whatever. You eat them from the sheaves. So therefore, bundling them up, that in itself is considered the Gemara Melacha. Lema Misayayale, let's see, this is a raya to that. If you had bundles of tilson is fenugreek, whatever that is. Fenugreek is tilson, as the They have lo aze Rashi, always says. What's it called? He always tells you what the other thing the Gemara said was. So Chavile Tilson, fenugreek of Tevel, and bundles of fenugreek of Tevel, haris a kotesh, umechashev kama zera yesh bohem. So you crush them to get the seeds out, and you estimate how much seeds there are in the fenugreek. Umafrish al hazera v'ino mafrish al ha'etz. You only have to take off trumas and maestras from the amount of grains and not from the stalks. Stalks are not chayv in trumas and maestras. So you estimate how much grain there is, and you take off the percentage of grain, not the percentage of the total, including the stalks. So my lav Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda hi, isn't this go even according to Rav Yosef Yehuda? The Omer Hossam lo tivla, over there by the wheat and the barley, he holds that it doesn't become tevel, right? It's not gemar malacha just by bundling it up. You have to actually, what's it called, thresh it or whatever, take out the grain. Right, hocha tivla. Then here it is tevel. Why? Because it's kidneys. Mor says, lo, Rebbe. It's Rebbe. So Mor says, e Rebbe, my e-retilton, I feel she balling on me. Why tell me this chiddush by fenugreek? Tell me it even by wheat and barley, right? That as soon as they're bundled up, it's considered a bigger chiddush. Why tell me this chiddush by fenugreek, which is kidneys? Tell me it by by wheat and barley. Elamai, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, right? Elamai, you're telling me it's by Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, then Leshmain and Sharmini are kidneys. Why mention fenugreek altogether? Just tell me, the halach is a kidneyus, is what's it called, becomes tevel when it's already what's it called, bundled up in the sheaves, because people eat it directly from the sheaves. Why mention fenugreek also, right? The kol shekein tilton, because other what's it called, legumes, other kidneys, sometimes you don't eat them directly from the sheep. You wait until you take all the things out, you make a kree, right? But fenugreek is something, Rashi says, that you use a little bit at a time. It's just it's a spice. You never use a lot. So you never take it out of the sheaves first. You do it little by little. As you need it, you take it out. So that for sure is called Gemar Malacha, because you're not going to take it all out at one time. But other kidneys, I might think, they're, what's it called, while still in the sheaves, is not Gemar Malacha, even according to Rebbe. Right? So don't tell me the Halacha by fenugreek, which is Pashit. Tell me by other legumes, which is a bigger chiddush. Ela what? Tilton, it's three chiddush. So why did it say it by tilton? Solka daite chamina, hoil the tam etzo pirio shava. Tilton, the stalks and the grains taste the same. The stalk also has a taste in it. So lifrosh lomia etzo. So I might think you have to take off trumas and maestras for the stalks too. Kamash v'loh, no, you don't have to. So mela, since there's a reason why it had to say tilton, for that chiddush, that's the same reason why he said that chiddush legabe what's it called Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. There's no raya from here that what's it called that this goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Maybe it goes according to Rebbe Rashi. Nachlokes b'shibolim b'hanohu the potter of Yosef. When does Rabbi Yosef say that if you take the grain in the sheaves and bundle it, it's not gemar malacha? That's only by wheat and barley. The Reuben Ladisha, most of them you want to thresh and take the grains out completely, right? The Ein Gornin Elabim Miruach, and therefore you have to winnow it and thresh it, and then it's Gemar Malacha. But if you didn't winnow it and thresh it, it's just bundled up in the sheaves, that's not Gemar Malacha according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Aval Kitnius, Yesh B'nei Odom Har, Beishen Choftim Osom Yachad, Ela Kedei Kedei Rosom. Many people don't thresh it and winnow it and take out all the grains. But they do it as they need it. They take it out of the sheaves, so when you bundle up the sheaves, you have the Gemara Malach already. L'fichach achnasosin b'chavilim zeu gornan. Therefore, bringing him in the house, bundled up, that's the Gemara Malach. You finished. Now you're just going to eat it little by little from the sheaf. Tilson min kidneysu. Tilson is a kind of kidneys. Uma'at nosin b'kderali ting tam. You use a little bit at a time to give taste. It's a strong thing. Kotesh zed derech dishasa. So you crush it, take out the grains, and umechashiv, umed, and you, what's it called, you estimate how much, what's it called, truma to take. Ein mafrish al ha'etz, ein tzorich v'hafrish min ha'koshim. You don't have to take for the stalks. The apple piece of tam etzo piryushav, even though the stalks also have a taste, lo chivu, chachom maishus, chachom say you don't take off maishus on the stalks. Midiktoni tavlin, chavolin, shal tevel al maishuraisa tavla. Since it says that you have bundles of tevel, mashma that the bundling and bringing in the house makes a tevel. V'shma'in and sharmin ha'kitnias. So if it's, what's it called, if it's Rebbe, don't tell me the din by tiltum, tell me that by shar kitnias, a bigger chiddush. The tivlo v'chavile. If it's Rosh Hashanah Yehuda, tell me the chiddush that even shar kitnios become tevel when you bring them in bundles. Why? Because I might think only tiltum, which you only eat a little bit of time and nobody threshes at once, that's when it doesn't become tevel. When it becomes tevel, what's it called when you bring it in? But shar kitnias, maybe not. So tell me the chiddush, that even shar kitnias, because he holds that by barley and wheat, is not. The afal pi shahar be'osu mehem kriyu meruach. Shar kitnias, a lot of people thresh them and take out the seeds in en masse. Tiltum, they never do that. So if it's Reb Yossi Rehuda, and he's telling you a chiddush that kitnias is different than wheat and barley, don't tell me the chiddush by tiltum, which is the extreme case of kitnios. Tell me by regular kitnios, which sometimes you do fresh. Surely tiltum, which nobody threshes, you only take out little by little from the sheaves, surely that is a gemar melacha. Right? So the gemara says, Elamai, what, it's Revi? So also, why did it say tiltum? Just say kitnios. Ela tilton is three chlegarsina. La'olam Rebbe. Really, it goes according to Rebbe, not Rebbe Yosef Bihud. Right? But who adin l'shibom? You can even take out from what's it called barley and wheat. So then, what's the chiddush of tilton? Koshkein, you can take out any kidneys, right? And tilton is the least chiddush by kidneys. So why mention tilton? Lo to say emel. Don't bring a raya from here that even Rebbe Yosef Bihud holds that shibolim doesn't become tevel, kidneys does. No raya from here. This goes according to Rebbe. If it's Rebbe, then why mention tiltun altogether? Alright, the reason is to tell me you don't have to take off trumas and maisers from the stalks. That's why it mentions tiltun. Okay, ikad the amre. Omer Abaya, some learn this just the opposite. Machlokas b'shibolim. The machlokas is only by wheat and barley, where Rebbe holds it becomes chayiv and truma immediately, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says not. Aval v'kitnias divrei hakol isuraisu lo tivla. But by kitnias, everybody holds it's not, doesn't become tevel by just bundling it up. Mamish, the opposite of the first one. Tos says, we rarely find an ikad d'amrei that says the opposite of the first one. It's usually just a little bit different. Tos has another way of learning this Gemara completely. But Baruch Hashem, we're not learning Tos. So, but what's it called? But Tos points out, here's an ikad d'amrei that's the exact opposite of what we said before. So now the Gemara has a kash on that. Neistay. Mishahoyo lo chavile tilton shal tevel, hariza kote, shemachashiv kama zera yeshbohen, umafrish al hazera, vein umafrish al ha'etz. Right? So now we're asking a kash on this. Now we're saying nobody holds that kitnias becomes tevel when it's bundled up and brought in the house. You have to thresh it and take all the seeds out. So now the Gemara says if you have chavile tilton shal tevel, bundles, mashma, that they're still bundles, and they're not yet threshed, they're chayven trumas and maishas. My lav tevel, tovel shal truma, is it not talking that now you're making it chayven trumas and maishas, just by bundling it up and bringing it in the house? Mer says, no, lo, tevel, tovel shal trumas maishas. It's talking where it was, what's it called, it's tevel for trumas maishas, not for regular trumas and maishas. Ukid rabavo am Reb Shimon, ben Lakish. A special case like Rav Avoh said the name of Shimon Lakish. Domer Rav Avoh, Amr Rav Shimon Lakish, Maisa Rishon Shikdimo B'Shibolim. The case is like this. Normally, you're chayiv, what's it called, in Trumas and Maisa, only after Gemar Malacha. And first you take off Truma, then you take off Maisa Rishon, and then you give it to the Levi, and the Levi gives from his Maisa Trumas Maisa to the Kohen. One-tenth of his Maisa he gives to the Kohen. That's the order. But there's a special halacha. What if the Levi came and he took his Meiser before he took Truma? And he did it b'shibolim, before it was Gemar Malacha. He came and he grabbed his Meiser from the Shibolim. Okay? Before there was a Chiyuv of Trumas and Meisers. He took off already his Meiser. Shmo Tovlo, the Trumas Meiser. Since it's called Meiser, it now becomes Teva Legabi Trumas Meiser, and he can't eat from it till he takes off the tenth and gives it to the Kohen. The Levi affected, even though it's Shalokadim, he affected a Shem Meiser on it. And we learn from Psukim that you can take off Meiser, the Levi can take off Meiser before it becomes Teva in the Shibolim. But once he does it, now he's chayv to take off Trumas Meiser too. Since it's called Meiser, now it's Tevel Legabi Trumas Meiser. This is a special case. And a chenami, Legabi, regular Trumas of Meisers, just bundling it up, even Tilton is not, what's it called, any kidneys is not Gemar Malacha. But here it's talking about a special case where the Levi took it, Bishibalim, which we have a pasuk that says you could do that. Once he took it, now it's Tevel Legabi Trumas Meiser. He has to take off Trumas Meiser, he can't eat it. And that's what it's talking about over here. And now when you take off Trumas Meiser, so you'll take it, what's it called, from the grains, not from the stalks. So Mara says, Kocho, Kotesh Lomali, right? Lein Maleki, Hechidi Avuli, Hachi Avni Loch. Why does he have to now crush it and take out the grains? Why doesn't he say, look, I got it, Bishibolim. I took it off before the Gemar Malacha while it was still in the sheaves. I'll give it to you in the sheaves too. Why can't he tell the Kohen, you know better than me, I took it in the sheaves, you can have it in the sheaves too. Omar Rava Knossa, it's a Knas. Since, Rashi says, since he prevented the Bailin from taking Trumas and Maisers in the proper order, because he chapped the Maiser first and before the Truma, so we counsel him that he has to give the Kohen ready-made, what's it called, finished product, not in the Shibolim. You have to go to the bother of what's it called, of crushing it and getting out the grains, the Levi. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ben Levi Shenosn Lo Shibolim B'Masrosov, if the Levi took the Meiser, well, it was still Shibolim, it's still in the sheaves, which really he shouldn't have done. Also, some Gorin, he has to make a Gorin and then give the Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. He can't give it to him the way, a tenth of what he got. Anovim, if he grabbed them while they still were grapes that were made for wine, he shouldn't have taken off the Meiser till it was wine. And he grabbed it when it was grapes. Also Yayin, he has to make it wine and give to the Kohen. Zeisim, also son Shemen. If he grabbed the olives, which were supposed to be made into oil, and he grabbed them when they still were olives, before the Gemar Malacha, it's Meiser. But he has to give the Kohen now oil, not olives. Trumas Meiser, the Nosan Kohen. Then he takes off Trumas Meiser and gives it to the Kohen in the finished state. Shikshem Shetruma Gedola Einon Itelus Ella. The Ella Menagor Menayekev came Trumas Meiser Einon Itelus on Menagor Menayekev. Just like what's it called? Truma can only be taken Migorin from the Gemar Malacha. So too Trumas Meiser has to be from the Gemar Malacha. In other words, if you have the olives or grapes that you're making oil or wine has to be taken from the oil and the wine, not from the grapes and the olives. Rashi. Ika diamri omra baye machlokas bishibolim. Ba'ano mechayev Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says you chayev. Only by wheat and barley. Vishahar be konsino some of lilos bekloy the shame grana. Because a lot of people taka eat parched barley and wheat as pitzuchim. Aval bekitni is stamach nososlo meruach, this is tafla. Mamish opposite we said before. But stam kitnias, people don't eat from the sheaves. They first, thresh them, winnow them, and then they save a lot of kitnias at one time. My lab tevel tovel truma. Kolomar, my love gabi Yisrael korele tevel. L'chora, is this not regular tevel? In other words, it now was not tevel before, and now it became tevel that you have to take off trumas and meisers. V'adayin lo nikro olav shein b'feh, m'stama kori tevel v'chaya b'truma. Shutchila l'chola meisers, l'chibo reishis. Still it says that bundles already are chayv, and that's talking about kitnias. It's tilted. Mer says, lo, v'tevel tovel trumas meiser. La olam, Ein chavil in gemar malacha. Bundles are never gemar malacha by kidneys. So why over here is it considered, what's it called, chayiv? It's tevel. The ilu gabi Yisrael hu lo havi mikri tevel. If it would be by the regular Yisrael taking off trumas and maishas, it wouldn't yet be chayiv and trumas and maishas that you couldn't eat haroi. Ela ben levi koi. Shekidem v'holach etzel Yisrael v'notul maisharishu mimenu v'chavilin. It's talking about a levi who went before it became tevel and took off his maisher while it was still b'shibolim. Right? V'hoel v'chal al chavilin halolu shei maisher, since the shei maisher is chal on it, as we learn from Psukim, that it's possible to take off maisher before it becomes chayiv in trumas and maishers. Right? Nasu tevel etzel v'hafrish men trumas maisher. Nina Meiser, Shala Levi Lahafrish. Right? So now, since it has a Shem Meiser, that makes it Tevel Legabi Trumas Meiser, that he has to now take off the Trumas Meiser before he can eat it. The Hiba Misa, if he eats Trumas Meiser from his Meiser, he's Chayiv Misa. You have to give it to the Kohen. The Chol Torah Truma Leah, is a din of Truma. Just like the Yisrael has to give Truma to the Kohen, the Levi has to give Truma from his Meiser. That's called Trumas Meiser. The truma, it's called trumas meiser, truma. Shigdimo b'shibolim, shigdimo la truma gedola. He took off his meiser before the bialim took off truma. Shmo tovlo, shei meiser, shenikro lov tovlo v'ostro b'achilas aroi, uva nisa kedin tevo, achiorim trumas meiser shalo. The fact that the shei meiser is chal on it makes it now tevel that you can't eat aroi and you chayiv misa if the lady eats it and he has to give the tenth to the kohen. Well, the kame yoiv tam. Later on, the Gemara will explain why is that help. First of all, how do we know that a lady can take off meiser before it's chayiv and trumas and meisers? And secondly, once it's chayiv and meiser, how do we know that it becomes tevel now legabi trumas meiser? That the Gemara will learn later. Gemara says kotei shlomali. If that's the case, it's talking about a lady. Then why does he have to, grind it or crush it and give the Kohen seeds? Why don't you just give the Kohen a tenth of his shibboleth that he took? Even ben Levi mokmin and leiloma mutla lova sosa dogged. If it's talking about Israel, so it's not chayiv and trumas and maisers till he threshes it. So I understand why he has to thresh it. But if we're saying now that it's chayiv and trumas and maisers before you thresh it, then give him the sheaves, just like you took the sheaves, the lady. I amrish b'shlom of Yisrael koi v'suraisu tivla shaper tana kotesh. Yachsiv the godcha udarabonan dumi adaraisu tikkun. That you have to, what's it called, even though this is only truma the rabbanan, right, because truma sierik is only the rabbanan, kidneyus, but the rabbanan made like the raisa. By the raisa, it says you have to thresh it first. So that's why the Yisrael has to thresh it. But if we're saying it's talking where it became truma, what's it called, meiser before you threshed it, then the special halacha of a levi, then why thresh it? Give him what you took, a tenth of it. Knasa. No, it's a knas. We're constantly the levi, you have to go through this bother and give the kohen the grain, the seeds, not the sheaves. Why? Al shehikdim v'garim laharim leha'orim lavar al divrei Torah. Because since you grab your meiser first, you cause the balabayas to be over on the isser of taking trumas and maestras in the wrong order. Shehav mishana seder maestras over balav. If you give in the wrong order, you don't give truma and then maestr and then maestr sheni and then maestr, what's it called, the maestr sheni, you're over a lav. Maleoscha v'dimacha lo sa'acher. Don't give the later one first and the early one later. Don't delay giving the truma after you give the meiser. Give in the right order. Yaso so gorin garcina. Ela minagorin minayekiv. Just like truma, you only give from the gemar malacha wine or oil if that's what your intention is. Shenigmar kula, the gemar malacha, you finished all the processes. Dechsiv dog and tirosh v'yitzar. So too, Trumas Meiser has to be given also. The obvious question is, here we're learning from a pasuk that it has to be given the Gemar Malacha. We said before it was a Knas. There's a lot of Torah on here, it's Mashmash, it's a pasuk, and before we said it's just a Knas that he has to do it. Chora, it's not just a Knas, it's a pasuk that compares it to Truma.